Good morning.
So during this quarantine, the government has encouraged people to go out and exercise more because we're shut in, we're in our houses, and we're just sitting around, and that can cause a lot of weight gain and a lot of health problems. So you're encouraged to go out and work out. But my question is, what is God's workout schedule for us? So everyone has a workout schedule now, whether you go out and walk every day, or you take laps around your house, or maybe you go out and run, or you go to the local gym. But what is God's workout schedule for us? So I base this off of my workout schedule that I have for myself, and to see the parallels between physical working out and what I should be doing spiritually to work out, quote-unquote workout. So my workout schedule starts with running. Running is the core of my workout schedule. But the core of God's workout schedule for us, I think, is reading. And we can see this in Revelations 1:1-3. If you'd like to turn there with me. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants things which must shortly take place, and he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ to all things that he saw. Blessed is he who reads those things, who hears the words of the prophecy, and keeps those things which are written in it, for the time is near. So here it's saying that you're blessed if you read this scripture and you keep what's in it and you hear the words. You're blessed if you read this. So this, I think, is the core of what God wants us to do, because he wants us to do his word. And how can we do his word without reading it? And we should do this every day. We should read God's word every single day. The standard for the sports world is 1 week. You get to keep what you got for 1 week. Whether you were working on the muscles that you were building for 2 years, if you stop working out for 1 week, you lose everything. Everything you worked for, you lose. And I think it's the same with the scripture. If you read every day, whether you've read every day for 20 years, if you stop reading every day for a week, you lose something. There's something that's missing there. Something is gone. And we can find this in James 1. James 1, 23 through 24. James 1, 23 and 24. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. So if you read every day and then you stop reading, for whatever reason, you just stop reading and you stop following the scripture, it doesn't matter what you did for the past 50 years, for the past 2 weeks. You lose it. If you just leave it and go away, you lose it. And then the next thing that I think is important is in 1 Thessalonians 5:17. And it's a short verse, but I think it has a lot of meaning. Pray without ceasing. It's very short, but it means so much. So sometimes in my workouts, now this doesn't apply to Bible workouts, but when I get in my physical workouts, I get tired of just running all the time. So I mix it up a little bit. I go for a bike ride, or I go to the pool and I swim. This, I think, is the equivalent of prayer. Prayer is an add-on that helps and increases the amount of reading that you do. If you pray without ceasing, it will greatly increase your spiritual workouts. You should pray all the time. God wants us to pray to him. Okay, we're his children. I know that when Austin and Aiden went away to the military, Mom and Dad loved getting letters from them. And when they could call, when they got to the ability where they could call, Mom and Dad loved them to call. And I heard stories while we were up there visiting Austin at boot camp. I remember hearing stories from other families, overhearing stories where the son wouldn't call or he wouldn't write. And it crushed the family. They were devastated. They didn't know what to do because there was no communication there. And it's the same way with us and God. If we don't pray to God, God is devastated. He doesn't know what to do. There's no communication. So we should pray all the time. The next thing that I think is important in our spiritual workouts is in Hebrews 10 and 24 through 25. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. This is kind of a controversial verse right now, talking about meeting in the gathering place and not online. But I think it applies to our spiritual workouts, working out with other people. I know in my physical workouts, if I'm working out by myself, it is really hard to go as long as I want to and work as hard as I want to, because it's mentally straining. It's very tough. Just because you're by yourself, there's no standard. There's no one there to push you. But if you work out with other people, you tend to work out longer and work out harder than you would normally just by yourself. And I think this very much applies to spiritual workouts. The campout. The campout is a great example. Eminence. Being at home by yourself, it gets kind of difficult to read every day and to pray all the time. But when you go to a place like Eminence and there's 500 other people that believe the same as you and are struggling and in the same struggles that you are, it becomes a whole lot easier to read and study for a long period of time. The classes there sometimes go over time because there are so many questions and so many comments and there's so much to study that sometimes my group of friends will go out and study on our own sometimes. And we'll get together and we'll study ourselves on our free time at Eminence. Instead of going to the bluff, we'll study. Because it's so much easier to study with other people. Now, I encourage you to make the right decisions in your spiritual and your physical workouts. Spiritual workouts especially, because that should be the focus of what we do, the spiritual workout. We should be more concerned with our spiritual selves than our physical selves. Now, I'm not saying that our physical selves are not important. We should keep up our physical strength so that we can spread the gospel more effectively. But we should be focusing on our spiritual selves. I'm going to go back to the standard of 1 week. 1 week is also used to gain muscle. It takes you about a week to gain strength in a particular muscle that you've been working at. One workout won't cut it. If you read the Bible once and then leave it, it's not going to work. If you read it for a week, it'll be a whole lot more effective. If you study one topic for an entire week, you will know that topic inside and out. And again, it also takes 1 week to lose that muscle, to lose that inside and out topic. And I think that it translates quite nicely to one decision. In the workout world, it takes 1 week to gain or lose muscle. In the spiritual world, it takes one decision to gain or lose your eternal soul. Now, if you have not made that one decision, I invite you to come forward as we stand and sing the invitation song.